Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, we need to speak about rainbow chicken results. Because I'm not quite sure how good these results are going to be. But I remember that towards the end of last year, there was an issue with poultry.
100% there, Caesar. Top of the morning to you. So Rainbow Chickens just came out with results this morning, a little after 7 o'clock, and a very intriguing number. So fundamentally, we do need to understand the history of the company. They were listed on the JSE Stock Exchange independently for years, then were bought out by RCL Foods, which are the owners of the likes of Yum Yum Peanut Butter, Sun Baked Bread, and even Omar Rusks. But following some years of difficulty, specifically regarding the avian flu and, of course, even the chicken feed input prices, which tend to be very cyclical within the space, they then returned to the JSE to list last year in the middle of June. Since then, though, the business has been doing incredibly well. And the numbers today do reveal that their profit, headline earnings per share, has increased by more than 1,000%. So a significant jump in terms of their earnings as well as overall results. Again, a number of factors need to be noted here. You might recall that during the avian flu, it was announced that there would be some kind of vaccination program and restorative action to ensure that they actually minimize the levels of infections to their birds. Coupled with that, they are also seeming to see that South Africans who love poultry as a source of protein are finding new ways of buying their more affordable products within the range of chicken and poultry products that they do offer as well. So not too much detail that's been shared today, but I guess we'll be hearing a lot more insight as we hear from the investor calls as well as the executive team at Rainbow Chicken with result to the outcomes of their numbers. But overall, I think quite a solid success that we're seeing from this business given the rather volatile environment it's actually had to endure in the last few years.
How much money is Microsoft planning to invest in South Africa?
Oh boy, the line is a bit muffled there, Caesar. So I didn't quite hear your last statement, but I will move on to the next story with regard to our relationship between South Africa and the U.S. Now, this one is quite peculiar because if you've been reading the headlines, we'd be well aware that the U.S. has been withholding and withdrawing a number of funding packages from markets like South Africa, whether it's U.S. aid, other facilities to actually help with our climate change costs. But despite that, South Africa and the U.S. actually have a significant level of FDI that flows between the two countries. We have more than 600 American businesses who are invested in South Africa, and Microsoft is one of them. They actually made an announcement yesterday that they're looking to invest 5.4 billion rand into new data center infrastructure in South Africa. Now, this is important because it essentially means that the storage of information, data, how it is that companies are able to process everything from their calls, emails, and even other developments regarding AI will essentially be stored in these data centers. It is what they say, and a commitment that they're making not only to South Africa, but the rest of the continent. And South Africa for now does certainly have and display the levels of infrastructure support as well as development and skills that they require in order to make sure that this does turn out to be a solid success. Coupled with that, they are looking to contribute to jobs. They mentioned that they will sponsor the development of at least 50,000 people in high demand digital skills, which will also earn them technical certificates. So I think this is an intriguing one, that in as much as we might hear a lot of noise about the back and forth of tariffs, perhaps a muted economic environment in South Africa, at least we are seeing some level of progress with regard to attracting foreign direct investment.
Okay, and the markets?
On the markets, well, it's going to be a very busy one today. Internationally, we are expecting quite a bit of data to come through, specifically from countries like the U.S., especially given the speech as well from the Federal Reserve Chairperson Jerome Powell with regard to their central bank monetary policy stance. That essentially will give us an indication of what their view is on interest rates, at least for the first half of the year. So there should be some movements in the currency as well as our international markets. Locally, though, the JSE All Share Index will open up from 88,260 points. Currency is looking firm. 18.13 is where we're trading to the US dollar, 23.37 to the British pound, and now 19.61 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.